Pastoral news. We have received a thank you from the Well Care, which I will read, it's not long. On behalf of all at Well Care, I acknowledge with grateful thanks of the generous Christmas gifts from your church. It was a pleasure to attend your gift service and offer a personal thank you to your congregation and share with them how their generosity, thoughts and prayers support local families throughout the year. The committee, staff and project members greatly appreciate the gifts and your good wishes with encouragement from you for the work of our project. It enables us to help families enjoy a very happy and blessed Christmas. In the final days before Christmas, there are lots of reasons to stay close to the church. On Christmas Eve at 4 o'clock, there is a crib service, and later at 11:30, there is the Christmas Eve communion service. And on Christmas morning, there will be a service here at 10 o'clock. Please remember our Christmas Day lunch in your prayers. This event is important. Pray for the volunteers and the guests. For one day of the year, this church building will be closed, which is on Boxing Day. And finally, an advert. The 2020 prayer handbook is available to buy at the great cost of £5. Yeah, amazing.
Let us join together to worship God. And in that day, the wolf and the lamb will lie together, and the leopard will lie down with the baby goat. A little child will put their hand in the nest of the cobra, and nothing will hurt or destroy. In that day, there will be an heir to David's throne, and the banner of salvation will be flown over the world. We join to sing, Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Thank you.
remaining. And we say, listen to us, O Shepherd of Israel. Hear us, leader of your flock, seated on your throne above the winged creatures. Reveal yourself to the tribes of Ephraim, Benjamin, and Manasseh. Show us your strength. Come and save us. Bring us back, O God. Show us your mercy, and we will be saved. How much longer, Lord God Almighty, will you be angry with your people's prayers? You have given us sorrow to eat, our large cup of tears to drink. You let the surrounding nations fight over our land. Our enemies insult us. Bring us back, Almighty God. Show us your mercy, and we will be saved. Preserve and protect the people you have chosen, the nation you made so strong. We will never turn away from you again. Keep us alive, and we will praise you. Bring us back, Lord God Almighty. Show us your mercy, and we will be saved. Please be seated. And we join to pray. Let us pray. Extraordinary God, we praise you for your amazing love made known to us in the mystery and the wonder of the story of this season. Stars and dreams and angelic voices announcing the birth of a Saviour and proclaiming peace to all. Ordinary God, we praise you for your amazing love made known to us in the nitty-gritty of every day. Shopping and cooking and giving and receiving, celebrating the birth of a Saviour and sharing goodwill with others. Emmanuel, God with us. Forgive us when we are so focused on the extraordinary that we miss your presence in the everyday activities of our lives. And help us see your starlight shining in our homes and our work, in our friends and our neighbors, revealing your presence as light and hope for our world. Lord, we pray. Amen. We say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The fourth candle to be lit is to remind us of love. The Korean word for love is
사랑, 사랑입니다. 네 번째 촛불을 켜는 것은 우리에게 사랑을 회심시키기 위함입니다.
What's the word for love?
사랑.
Sarah. Sarah.
Sarah.
Sarah. We can manage that. Come on. Sarah.
Sarah.
And from John's Gospel. And now I am giving a new commandment. Love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another.
요한복음 13장 34절 말씀입니다. 새 계명을 주노니 서로 사랑하라. 내가 너희를 사랑한 것 같이 너희도 서로 사랑하라.
Up again. Four verses. No. He is hope. He is hope. He is hope. He is peace. Joy. And then love. 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 Okay. Love. Got it? He is hope, na 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 na. He is hope, na 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 na. He is hope, na 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 na. He is hope. He is peace, na 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 na. He is peace, na 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 na. He is peace, na 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 na. He is peace. He is joy, na 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 na. He is joy, na 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 na. He is joy, na 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 na. He is joy. He is love, na 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 na. He is love, na 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 na. He is love, na 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 na. He is love. Beautiful. Have a seat. You two, come here, please. Please. Two each. Do you know what happened to me last week? I lit the wrong number of candles. Can you believe that? Up you get. Two each. Is that okay? Can we share? That's a beautiful thing. That's it. Ray Ray first. Come here. That's it. That's one. Another one. Another one. Oops, just let me get the light one. That's it. That's two. Fantastic, thank you. Let's turn it right the way around. Kina's turn. So let us pray. Dear God, as we journey down this Advent road, grant us the courage to be loving. Love in our hearts, love in our homes, love in our communities. Amen.
사랑의 하나님, 우리가 이 대강절의 애정을 따라가는 동안 우리에게 사랑할 수 있는 용기를 주소서. 우리 마음에, 우리 가정들에, 우리 공동체에 우리가 서로 사랑할 수 있는 용기를 주소서. 아멘.
아멘. And words from C.S. Lewis. Do not waste time bothering whether you love your neighbor. Act as if you did.
이웃을 사랑하는지 고민하느라 시간을 허비하지 마시고 그들을 사랑하는 듯이 행동하십시오.
Thank you. We join to sing. The Virgin Mary had a baby boy. this season of the year, we have a fascination for the prophet Isaiah. His words. Not only is Isaiah the one where we get monotheism in the theology of Israel, we also get an expectation that something is going to happen in the line of King David and somebody is going to come. This is the middle of a conversation between the prophet and the king. Maddy Anozok will read this passage to us.
This passage comes from Isaiah chapter 7, and it's verses 10 to 16. The Lord sent another message to Ahaz. Ask the Lord your God to give you a sign. It can be from deep in the world of the dead or from high up in heaven. Ahaz answered, I will not ask for a sign. I refuse to put the Lord to the test. To that Isaiah replied, Listen now, descendants of King David. It's bad enough for you to wear out the patience of people. Must you wear out God's patience too? Well then, the Lord himself will give you a sign. A young woman who is pregnant will have a son and will name him Emmanuel. By the time he is old enough to make his own decisions, people will be drinking milk and eating honey. Even before that time comes, the lands of these two kings who terrify you will be deserted. Amen.
Amen. Mark, no birth story at all. John reflected on it and thought about the theology. Luke, Mary's point of view. Matthew, Joseph. Liz Bartlett will read this passage to us.
I'm reading from the New English Bible. The birth of Jesus Christ. This is the story of the birth of the Messiah. Mary's mother was betrothed to Joseph. Before their marriage, she found that she was with child by the Holy Spirit. Being a man of principle and at the same time wanting to save her from exposure, Joseph desired to have the marriage contract set aside quietly. He had resolved on this when an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream. Joseph, son of David, said the angel, do not be afraid to take Mary home with you as your wife. It is by the Holy Spirit that she has conceived this child. She will bear a son, and you shall give him the name Jesus, which means Savior, for he will save his people from their sins. All this happened in order to fulfill what the Lord declared through the prophet. The virgin will conceive and bear a son, and he shall be called Emmanuel, a name which means God is with us. Rising from sleep, Joseph did as the angel had directed him. He took Mary home to be his wife, but had no intercourse with her until her son was born. And he named the child Jesus.
In Britain, where the man that raises you is not always the man whose sperm is in your genes, we should be in a good place to understanding something about the fatherhood of Joseph and the parenting that he brings. And it's an encouragement to all men of mentoring, encouraging, and modeling a life, whether biologically you are a father or not, Rise and let us applaud you, leaders of youth clubs and foster fathers. We need you. We are grateful. Is Joseph Jesus' father? What makes a man your father anyway? Because there are plenty of people bringing up children with whom they have no biological relationship. And Joseph's influence is not to be played down by the story of the virgin birth. But the strange thing is that he's not in the narratives after the birth stories. What happened to him and where did he go? Mary is at the foot of the cross, but Joseph? The tradition is that when Joseph and Mary got married, Joseph was an older man and he died before Jesus had begun his ministry. And we know that Jesus had siblings from Matthew 13. You get their names, Joseph, James, Simon, and Judas. It also says that Jesus had sisters, but they're women, so they don't have names because who cares? the study of Joseph has a name. It's called Josephology, which you might think of as being a bit nuts and a bit made up, until you remember that there is such a thing as Mariology, the study of Mary, which is a very real thing. And interest in Joseph can be traced as far back as 800 AD. And in those bits of the church that have individual saints, in the way that we do not, individual saints, Joseph is an individual saint in the Orthodox and in the Roman Catholic traditions. From the scriptures, all we know is that when Jesus started his ministry, Joseph isn't there. So either he ran away, he was a bit of a sort of boring wallflower of a guy, or he was dead. What do you reckon? In the Gospel according to John, you get the start of the ministry of Jesus in an incredibly nondescript event, a wedding. If you're going to mention anybody as being on the guest list, the disciples are there, Mary's mentioned by name. Wouldn't you have thought Joseph would have been mentioned? So, I would suggest that narrows the field into runaway or dead. And I think if you pay attention to the times, the chances of him having run away are pretty slim. So I think we could put our money, if we were going to put our money, on the man having died. But we do know that Jesus is described as a carpenter and the son of a carpenter. So we know that he was around in the life of Jesus, and we know that had an influence on Jesus to some extent. Babies are also the focus of the conversation between the prophet Isaiah and Ahaz. It's the foolishness of King Ahaz that is in the center. King Ahaz, surrounded by nations who are hostile, is terrified. And King Ahaz is prepared to do a dodgy deal with any dodgy nation for the short-term expediency. And he shores this up with a gloss of superficial religion. I will not put the Lord, my God, to the test, he says. You can imagine the rather sanctimonious voice, but the prophet sees right through him and accuses him of irritating God as well as he's been irritating human beings. A child will be born as a sign that God's perspective is different from our obsession, Ahaz's obsession, with the current times. A child will be born as a sign that God's perspective is different from the current times that you are in. You might be anxious, says Isaiah to Ahaz, but things are moving in my direction, says the Lord. the current times might fill you with fear, but God is around. The current times might fill you with fear, but God is around. Let me say that again. The current times might fill you with fear, but God is around. I wonder what that makes us think of. The current times might fill you with fear, but God is around. Where does your security come from? Where does our security come from? A life in Parliament, 48, 49 years in Parliament, gone in a night. Where does your security come from? Prime Ministers, longest serving one, 10 years, gone in a night. Where does your security come from? Where does our context come from? Joseph is also faced with this question in terms of his personal morality. The conventional understanding of what is right is that his engagement to Mary, in view of the fact that she's pregnant, needs to be broken. Mary's pregnant, it's over. But Joseph was a kind man. So rather than publicly humiliate her, he decided that the thing to do, says Joseph to himself, is I'll break it off. Yep, got to be done, but I'll break it off in private. That's what I'll do. Bish, bash, bosh, and now I'm going to bed. And as he settles down and as he goes to sleep, God intervenes. And in his dreams, God speaks to him. I wonder whether we should be more interested in what happens to us in our dreams. If you were God trying to communicate with you, don't you think the dreams would be a good way to do it? So you're lying there, your brain is doing whatever your brain does when it's, because they don't really know whatever your brain is doing when you're asleep. And I guess it's about sort of sorting and sifting the day and your subconscious arising and just it all sort of rolling around your head. Wouldn't you think that was a good time for God to be able to get a word in edgeways? Instead of the madness of the day when your head's full of mince pies, that God would be able to communicate at that time. And God speaks to Joseph, and Joseph, because Joseph is kind and holy and receptive, Joseph hears God. And says to himself that he will marry Mary. He married Mary because he believed it was God's will. What did he really think? What did he really think? We don't know. But he believed it to be God's will, and so he did it. So imagine, you're at a party. It's all very lovely. It's all great. Everybody's having a great good time. And the door opens, and Joseph walks in. And you all know what's happened. And you all know that he's married somebody, carrying somebody else's child. And the silence. On a good day, the silence. and the light-hearted joshing from some, surely, and the brutality from others. And imagine what our team, the religious, would have said to Joseph. He did what he believed to be right, beyond conventional morality and beyond social understanding in his time. He did what he believed to be right. He did it beyond what he could see and beyond what he could understand. And the story of the encounter with the angel makes it quite clear that life, not just for him, not just for them, but for everybody, has shifted. He will be born to save. He will be born to save people from their sins. This baby will save people from their sins. This child will be born and will save people from their sins. Now, brothers and sisters, we have heard that line many times. Its impact is lost to us. Imagine in the darkness, when Joseph has spent the evening wondering about what he should do about Mary. He loves her, but you know, she's pregnant, blah, blah, blah. Should he right, I've got my decision. And in the night time, he has a clarity that he encounters God and he's to marry Mary because she is carrying a child who will save people from their sins. What does that mean? Does he know? I would put money on it. When I get to heaven, I'll ask him. But I would put money on it that he hadn't got a clue what that meant. He knew that it meant that he had to marry her. He is a model for us of being brave enough to do what we believe to be God's will, even if we do not see the whole of the picture. Ahaz is a model to us of a foolish chap who needed to know the whole of the story. It does not work like that. We have God who is with us, and God who is with us step by step. And knowing the whole of the story is God's job and not ours. One step, marry her, and he will save, and we are grateful. Let us pray. Behind us, before us, beside us, within us. You are God with us. Thank you. Thank you for coming among us. And thank you for brave people prepared to do your will. And Lord, may we be among them. Amen. We join to sing, Born in the Night, Mary's Child. Let us pray. We are waiting, Jesus. Waiting because we know who you are, the creator of the world, God who took on human form, the son of Mary, the son of Joseph. We are waiting. We are waiting here in Kingston, waiting for you to come into our homes, our streets, our shops, our offices, to fill them with your light and your peace. Jesus, we are waiting for you to come and change things, to help us with our fear. To bring health to our sick ones, to make our asylum seekers welcome, to comfort those who have lost loved ones, and to turn us around. So may we be your hands and feet, your eyes and ears in this world that needs you so much. For others are waiting. We are waiting, Jesus. Come and live with us soon. Come and live in us. Lord, we pray. Amen. We're going to make our offering, and for those of you who want to use the contactless, put your hand in the air and the machine will whisk its way to you. So let's pray. Born among us, becoming like us, you have embraced the best and the worst in us. May what is ours be yours. Accept and enfold us, forgive and heal us, until what is yours becomes ours, and we are transformed into the likeness of your Son, given to us as Saviour and Friend. Amen. Unto us a boy is born, we join to sing.
Thank you.
us go from this place with joy. Let us spread the good news of peace, hope, joy, and love. And let us tell others and show others that Christ is born. Thanks be to God. Amen.